is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having an amazing December. I hope you're having a tremendous holiday season. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. It's Monday. We got Monday Night Football. We got two games. We got one that's getting ready to get underway. We got the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. We have the Atlanta Falcons in Las Vegas getting ready to take on the Raiders. And we've already had a full show. We talked about some of the winning teams, like the Buffalo Bills. Thank you so much to Sal Capaccio for joining us, Bills sideline reporter, to talk to us about a team like the Bills that have now won 8 out of their last 9 games. They might be able to knock off the Chiefs for the top seed in the AFC. We talked about Patrick Mahomes now dealing, unfortunately, with a high ankle sprain. We talked about the injuries that have now afflicted the Detroit Lions, David Montgomery out for the year. Speaking of injuries, how about this? We got to wait about 30 minutes for the Falcons and the Raiders. Max Crosby out for the season, ankle surgery. Aiden O'Connell, quarterback, out with a knee injury. Desmond Ridder will get the start. Ugh. This could be ugly for the Raiders. We'll keep you up to date. We'll talk about the Falcons and the Raiders in a bit. We've already talked about the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. The Minnesota Vikings with a victory tonight against the Chicago Bears. They have an opportunity. They don't have an opportunity with a victory. They tie. They tie the Lions for the division lead at the top of the AFC North. So we'll keep you up to date with two of these games. Minnesota Vikings, they have wasted no time in the kickoff tonight. Hickey, this can be, both of these games can get real ugly. Do you think we're going to have two blowouts tonight?
I think actually the Vikings will get pushed by the Bears.
Okay, that'd be nice.
The Bears have been competitive for the most part this season, you know, save for that 49ers game a few weeks ago. But I think divisional matchup, Caleb Williams has looked better. Maybe now Thomas Brown getting one game, you know, as a head coach under his belt, kind of knowing what to expect. He's better prepared now for this one. I think we see a competitive game in Minnesota. I mean, if we do see a competitive game in Vegas, Falcons are in trouble.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Let's get into that one in a second. To continue your point on how good, or not good, not to go that far. This is still a Chicago Bears team that has a record of 4-9. A Thanksgiving embarrassment got their former head coach Matt Eberflus fired, and it also before that got Shane Waldron pretty much the boot. But Caleb Williams has been a bright spot, and so since Shane Waldron was fired, Caleb Williams has thrown 7 touchdowns to 0 interceptions in those 3 games. He also has the most consecutive starts without an interception and a loss by a QB since 1970. That's 7 games. And Caleb Williams has also gone 255 pass attempts without throwing an interception. That is the longest streak by a rookie in NFL history. So he's taking care of the ball. I don't know if it's going to be enough to stop or slow down the Minnesota Vikings offense. I certainly don't think this is going to bode well for the Chicago Bears if they get into a shootout with the Vikings, given what we've seen more recently from Sam Darnold, looking all of the number 3 overall pick in 2018. But let's see what happens. This game is just underway, and the Chicago Bears are already trying to fight their way to midfield. They've already, Hickey, they just went for it on fourth. They're not wasting no time, huh?
Went for it on fourth down and got stuffed.
And got nothing.
Hot start for Chicago.
Yeah. Giving Minnesota the ball back, basically close to the 50. Hickey, we didn't even get it to the coach. What is he doing? Is he trying to be Dan Campbell here? Why are you doing this? Why are you giving Sam Darnold this much of a field? Just kick the ball.
Yeah, fourth and one on your own It was like your own
40-something?
Yeah, 40-yard line. and you're asking for a toss sweep to DeAndre Swift needing just 1 yard?
I don't know what the hell they're doing. Whatever. Hickey, maybe it'll work out for them at the end, but I doubt it.
At least they got nothing to lose, right? They're playing with some confidence. They're not going to play scared. They're going to try to win the game.
Okay.
Something.
All right. Okay. Mark. Okay. All right. Fine. Yep. Chicago Bears not winning anything. you got a good point. Now, speaking of a team that's not winning nothing, you had mentioned this. This game should not be competitive tonight for the Falcons. The Falcons are in Las Vegas, getting ready to take on the 2-11 Raiders. I just told you, Max Crosby is out for the season, ankle surgery. Aiden O'Connell hurt his knee last week. And so people who keep up and watch the Falcons, unfortunately, they're familiar with this guy. They thought that they were going to go to the playoffs with him. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. Desmond Ridder is going to get the start for the Las Vegas Raiders. This is sad. Let's be real. Atlanta has been sad. They have a record of 6-7. They were supposed to be competitive in the NFC South along with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers just win another game. They're handling business. I think Atlanta's best chance at this point is to just get in via wild card. We saw last week Sam Darnold lit him up. Atlanta lost to Minnesota 42-21. Kirk Cousins is just throwing the ball to the wrong team at every chance and opportunity. You thought he'd do better back home. He's still throwing these dumbass interceptions. 6 INTs by Kirk Cousins in the last 2 weeks. And for the past 3 weeks, people have been looking and going, where's Michael Penix Jr.? Where's the rookie? Is Kirk Cousins cooked? Is Kirk Cousins tired? What's the deal? He couldn't even go to his old place and get the juices flowing. He stunk. And so Raheem Morris, the head coach, who, by the way, people are going to start looking at him even crazier. If Kirk Cousins stinks tonight and he doesn't pull the plug, Raheem Morris says, you know what? Yeah, Kirk has stunk, but he's a pro. He's a good man.
It's tough on everybody. Like, you just want to play better so you can find a way to get out the funk and get the win. So it's been tough on all of the guys. But, you know, like, I think the main thing is when the quarterback is a part of that and the head coach, they always get most of the credit and they always get most of the blame. So, like, got to find ways to start, you know, support those guys.
Yes, yes. He's right. And I've said this. And I feel like I'm moving the line every week. And I don't know. I don't think it's too late. But if Kirk Cousins stinks in this game, Hickey, this is a good time to put Penix out there. This tonight is a good time. If Kirk Cousins is stinking against this squad, he gets benched. And I think tonight is when you have legitimate. You have a legitimate reason to go out and do so. Tonight.
You know me, I would have done it weeks ago, but I mean, this has to be the last straw. If you can't put up points against the Raiders defense, you have no chance of putting up points the rest of the season.
Oh, my God. You're right. Well, that's why Kirk would get the boot tonight. Las Vegas stinks. The Bucs just beat them last week, 28-13. You got Desmond Ridder out there. Like, the Raiders, the Raiders don't have fans. I'm not going to say that, but going into Allegiant Stadium is, for everybody, it's like a vacation. Like, the fans go out there and they travel. People make it a weekend trip, okay? So you got a lot of people from Georgia who are out there right now. They're gonna try to swag surf and have fun if they're not drunk or they ain't gamble all their money away. Like, this is what the hell they're gonna be doing. And how about this? That Desmond Ridder facing his old team? I know typically you look at a situation, you go, X player gets ready to take on his former team. He's juiced. He's jazzed. He's pumped. He's ready to, you know, show the team that got rid of him what they're missing. I'll show you. But it's Desmond Ridder. And Antonio Pierce, he was asked about what advice he would give his starting QB getting ready to take off against his former team. And this is what he said.
It's the Raiders versus Atlanta Falcons, and he understands it. Listen, just do your job as a quarterback. We don't need you to be Superman and go out there and win it by yourself. You know, it's a team sport. Understand what we're trying to do with the game plan. If it is, Desmond. But more importantly, don't make it an individual matchup, right? That's in your past. You've moved on. Got a great opportunity here. Worry about that.
Okay, all right. Everybody on the Raiders is just like, Hickey, they're thinking about Cancun, okay? That's what they're thinking about.
Three more games. Well, I guess, you know, yeah, three more games. Get me the hell out of here. Let's go.
There was a basketball team. What? I'm trying to remember what team it was. They got in trouble, or the fans were ticked off at them. They were breaking the huddle. They were like, 1, 2, 3, Cancun. I got to see what basketball team that was. But that's how the Raiders should break the huddle. After every play, they should just be like, 1, 2, 3, Cancun. Instead of saying hut, you know, just say Cancun. They ain't going anywhere else. And Antonio Pierce, he's likely to get fired. You think he's sticking around for another season, Hickey?
I would think so. Wow. I just don't think Mark Davis right now would pull the trigger.
You think Mark Davis is the one? You don't think Tom Brady is just going to just tell him and make him do whatever? I don't know. I'm looking at Tom Brady as the guy running the team now.
I would agree when it comes to the quarterback search. Do you think he's also going to need the de facto GM?
I think he is going to have influence on everything. From a management perspective, absolutely. Why wouldn't Tom Brady have input on who they draft and who comes in and runs the team? I think he will. I really do. I could see Tom Brady going, Antonio Pierce, get him out of here. I could see that right now. I could.
I guess I always pictured that from, like, he would be there and advise for quarterback drafting for sure. I mean.
No, I think he's the boss, man. I think Tom Brady's a boss.
That'd be a pretty ruthless move. Come in. All right. See you later, Antonio. Let's start over.
What's different from anything else, you know, in like a management space? That's how it goes, right? New management comes in and typically they bring in who the hell they want to bring in. Everybody else got to bite the dust. It's not like he's had success. And I get it. They've been injured. But is that what's going to keep Antonio Pierce a job in Vegas? Because guys have been hurt?
No, it should. I mean, I don't think he's a great coach, to be honest with you. So I thought they made a mistake when they hired him to be the full-time guy anyway.
They hired him because the players wanted him. And where are the players? They got rid of all of them or they hurt. Like, come on. He didn't get along with Devontae Adams didn't even want to be there. He went from one loser to another.
Hey, at least he got his 100th career touchdown yesterday. That's something.
Yeah, I was going to say with the Jets, slightly better, right?
Slightly.
Oh, the New York Jets won a game. How about that? What a world.
Moved to a place where drones are circling on his house, though. Not great.
Oh, okay. Did you see one?
No, thankfully.
Yeah, I heard we got drones in New Jersey. What are they, like 50 drones in New Jersey?
That apparently the size of SUVs.
Yeah, how about this? I got the news on one of the screens on. You know what they're talking about?
The drones?
Growing calls for action as drone sightings continue across Northeast. In Teaneck, New Jersey. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. You think it's Aaron Rodgers doing it?
Experimenting with something?
I don't know what the hell that guy is doing. I don't know.
He's anyway. Always doing something.
Well, you eagerly looking forward to Aaron Rodgers' Netflix special?
No. I actually forgot that was coming out.
You're not going to watch it?
Not that I'm not going to watch it. I don't know. Because now with social media, the one thing I've noticed is that anything that comes out, people want to watch, usually the best clips are put on social media. Okay. So if I just take like 10 minutes and search Aaron Rodgers on Twitter, I probably will find everything I need to see that people are talking about and save myself the other, I don't know how long, was it three parts?
Wait. It's not just 90 minutes, it's a series?
Well, series, right, would indicate multiple
episodes, right?
Yeah. I thought maybe I'm wrong here. Either way.
I looked it up. Aaron Rodgers Netflix. A shocking moment. Aaron Rodgers documents ayahuasca trip on camera. Okay. All right. There's a reason he's single. Co-director Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Wow. Okay. Aaron Rodgers Costa Rica journey featured on. Oh, so this thing is out. It's out already, huh?
Oh,
you can watch it? Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, maybe I watched this up. Nope, it just says a trailer.
I pulled it up now. Coming Tuesday, so that's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, wow.
And it's not a series.
Bro, I'm not watching this tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to watch this over the holidays when I'm just like buried in the couch, okay? It'd be good for a nap in one of those shows, okay? Enigma. Oh. Yeah. Now, maybe the drones are him. Maybe it's a distraction from him. I don't know.
What else does he have to say? He speaks to the media, what, 3 or 4 times a week? So
tomorrow he'll promote the show, right?
Exactly right. He has,
come watch me on Netflix, yeah.
What else could he possibly say or uncover or unveil in this Netflix special that we haven't already heard?
I just told you. You can watch him do ayahuasca.
Great.
You can make it at home. Why don't you try it while you watch, right?
You can make it at home.
You can't? What is it? Plants? Just plants, right?
I guess, yeah, and grow, get the seeds. I guess you're right.
Grind up some plants. What's in there?
I have no idea. Do I need to know? I don't think so. Will I survive if I don't see Aaron Rodgers drinking ayahuasca? I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You should film yourself taking some and, you know, let's go from there. That'd be cool. I'd rather watch you do ayahuasca than watch Aaron Rodgers sit around doing ayahuasca. How long would you be out for? Like 3 days, you think? You'd be cooked for 3 days, 4 days?
I don't know if I'd ever come back. That hallucinating, that's not my cup of tea. Yeah, I need a lot of mental time after that for sure, just to recuperate from what the hell happened.
We got
to
make sure somebody can watch you so you don't harm yourself. Okay.
Please. You can be charged. All right, Jerry, you want to have some fun in my expense? You make sure my life is guarded, all right?
No, what you should do is you should make ayahuasca, you should drink it, and then you should live stream your experience. Yeah, money. That's money to be made there. We should stream it here over the air, over the holidays. That's like the Truman Show. Why not?
So random listener continue. What the hell? This guy's crying? He's hallucinating?
Yeah, he is. Wait a minute. Speaking of crying, Caleb Williams has been sacked. The ball has been picked up by Minnesota. Yeah, okay, it wasn't run back. And it's a fumble. Oh, my God. Minnesota Vikings here at their own 39-yard line, trying to put some points up on a board against the Chicago Bears. Already embarrassing for Chicago. They fumbled the ball away. They went for it on a 4th-and-1 and did not execute. Maybe Atlanta will do better against Las Vegas. And speaking of these Atlanta Falcons trying not to embarrass themselves against one of the, if not arguably, the worst team in the NFL, to the shock of no one, their head coach, Raheem Morris of the Falcons, he says, yeah, Monday Night Football, we better win this game. Otherwise, we suck.
There is definitely more into this game than most games, right? Like, we are essentially playing playoff-type football right now. You know, like these games become must wins, except the only thing difference right now is you don't go home, right? But we are essentially playing playoff type football, and we got to play playoff type caliber, and we got to bring all of the good things that have happened over the course of this year together.
Man, here's what it boils down to. Kirk Cousins don't suck. Hickey, here's the bad part of me. I want to see Kirk Cousins stink in the first half, so they have to put Penix out there. I want the story. Tonight is the night. I feel torn. Like, I want to see the Falcons do good, but I wouldn't mind Kirk Cousins stinking a joint up so we see Penix.
I like Kirk. Great guy. It's Penix time. I'm ready. I've seen enough of Kirk. Let's go see what the youngsters got here, see if we can save the season.
If Kirk throws 2 interceptions in the first half, Penix, okay?
Yank him.
We'll see. We may have that take place here. While we're still on the air, we'll be hanging out the rest of this hour and next hour, so we'll see what happens. Right now, in Minnesota, the Vikings lead the Bears 3-0. They're trying to put some more points on the board. We'll keep you up to date. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of Vegas, when we come back, I don't know if people are paying attention or they see it or they don't. The NBA has made Las Vegas its current playground as they move towards the finals of the NBA. Hickey, what's it called? The Cup? What? Emirates Cup?
The NBA Cup. I don't know if it's sponsored by Emirates. The Emirates NBA Cup. NBA Cup Emirates.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those.
It shows you how interesting and amazing it is. We had some interesting basketball games on Saturday. I'm going to give you an update on what's going on with the NBA in Vegas. And then I'll tell you about another team not in Vegas that just can never get it together. The Sixers. Everybody is hurt. Somebody got a voodoo doll on the Sixers. I'll give you an update. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The Atlanta Falcons are getting ready for kickoff in Las Vegas against the pitiful Raiders. Let's see how pitiful Kirk Cousins looks in tonight's game. The Chicago Bears already look pitiful. First possession of the game, they decide to go for it on 4th and 1. They miss. They set up a field goal for Minnesota. The Chicago Bears' second possession of the game, Caleb Williams is strip sacked, which ultimately set up a 7-yard touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. Minnesota Vikings already lead the Chicago Bears 10-0. You have 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We'll keep you up to date on this game. We'll keep you up to date on this this Falcons game in Las Vegas. And in Las Vegas, as I mentioned right before we went to break, the NBA has set up shop. A second edition of the NBA Cup, the NBA in-season tournament, sponsored by Emirates, or whatever the hell they call it today. And we had some basketball games on Saturday as we get ready to crown a champion tomorrow. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Atlanta Hawks on Saturday. It was a good game until the end, and it became a ugly free throw contest. And then we also saw the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Rockets. And so the finals of the NBA Cup, the second edition, which the Lakers won last year, champion will be crowned. We have the Milwaukee Bucks, who have been on a little bit of a run. We're on a 7-game winning streak a few weeks ago. They started off like garbage, but the Bucks seem like they're trying to figure it out with both Giannis and Damian Lillard. And then the Oklahoma City Thunder, just probably the best young team in the NBA. Right now, the Thunder have a record of 20-5. This is with no Chet Holmgren. What else is new? He's always hurt. Guy got a fractured hip. We'll see him at some point next year. And so Vegas is hot. The NBA put the cup here. Looked kind of empty for that first game on Saturday afternoon. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. I expect a good game. Like the winning team, the winning players get, I think, $500,000 each. And so, yeah, they're going to go out there and bust their asses. And this might be a little bit of an audition for Vegas. And we know the NBA has done summer league there, for years now. Vegas now has all these professional sports teams, from the Aces to the Knights. We just talked about the Raiders. And so everybody's talking about Vegas and what's next. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, always an MVP candidate, or more recently, I should say. He says Las Vegas. Yeah, they should have a team, of course.
We can feel the basketball culture of Vegas as players when we come. I think it's only a matter of time. I think, like, the city really embraces basketball. I mean, they deserve it for sure.
The city embraces. Are you sure about that? You sure not the tourists? Everybody there? Let's ask the Raiders. Damian Lillard. He feels the same way.
It just felt familiar. You know, it didn't feel like a random new thing. So I think that would be the only thing I would say. It just felt familiar, you know, with us coming back for a second time.
Yeah, he's talking about the cup. What makes Vegas so special for basketball? I don't know. Come on. Everybody loves this cup. The head coach of OKC, Mark Degno, he's just like, yeah, we're going to be ready to play tomorrow. We get paid if we win. Win or lose, we get paid more money. We love it.
If we line up and practice and play 5-on-5, the guys are killing each other to try to win a scrimmage with nobody watching. And I would imagine it's mostly like that in every NBA gym. So when you put anything on the line, the guys are going to be amped up for that. I think you've seen that from every team throughout the whole cup. And, you know, both teams will bring their fastball on Tuesday.
Hickey, how many years before the fans actually get up?
I mean, Vegas, the fans have really... Oh, you're talking about Vegas or you're talking about the NBA Cup?
I'm talking about the NBA Cup in a general sense. Like, never. People... You said never?
Never.
You're hurting Adam Silver's feelings right now.
Because think about it, right? Look at the... Bucks, Thunder. Yeah. Both teams are coming in with high expectations this year where they're going to try to compete for a championship.
Yes, yeah.
Winning the NBA Cup is not going to make this season. If they lose in the first round of the playoffs, if they lose before the finals, would anyone call their season a success because they won the NBA Cup? Hell no. You know, if you're a Nets fan, you could say, oh, that was a good year we won the Cup. You know, a Hornets fan maybe. The problem is those teams are not good enough to compete to win the Cup because you got to beat everybody. You can't do that.
Launching pad. But it's good that we got a game tomorrow between two potential finals competitors. That's actually, you know, there's a little bit more juice to it, you know?
Yes. This game for sure has more juice and more fanfare than otherwise a Tuesday in December game would have between these two teams. No doubt about
it. Right.
But will it translate to where this is now a marquee event where people are truly tuning in to watch the NBA Cup, truly caring about winning the NBA Cup?
No. Yeah, but you know what they wanted to do was get some juice at the early portion of the season, which I think they did, but it's still a difficult time to do it. We got the NFL going towards the playoffs. We have college football. They're actually already have started, bowl games, and they're moving towards their playoff. We've had free agency in Major League Baseball. Every year, there's typically one guy that people want to clamor over. Last year, it was Ohtani. This year, it's Soto. I guess this is the best that the NBA can do. There's been a lot of talk about the ratings for the NBA being lower, and Adam Silver will make the point about it's everything from the World Series to the election season. I don't know. This is just a tough time. To rope people in. But I'll be right here in the studio. My ass will be watching the start of the NBA Cup. Hickey, let's think about this for a minute. What time are they going to start this game? You think 9 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday? 8:30? 8:30 or 9? What do you think? Go ahead.
Is it on TNT?
Is it NBA? Well, I don't know. It has to be TNT, right? I don't know.
Because ESPN add 25 minutes to whatever the start time would be.
Ah, how about... Whoa! Hickey, how about this? This is big time. This is on broadcast television tomorrow.
ABC?
This is on ABC. It says 8:30, which means the game will start at what time? 8:40?
I was going to say 8:45. At least.
Wow.
Maybe closer to 8:50.
We'll be sitting right here, okay? So... Yeah, the game won't be done by the time we leave here, but you got to give them credit. They're trying to juice this up. And so there's no other game tomorrow but Milwaukee and OKC for this NBA Cup final. There are no games on Wednesday. I know LeBron James is thrilled about that. And then we get back, onto the schedule and for the season. And this will be the final game tomorrow in Las Vegas. Somebody else who loves the idea of NBA basketball in Vegas, I don't know if he gambles or not, Doc Rivers, he says, you know, forget all this about the Cup. Like, Vegas deserves an expansion team.
This city is a convention, big event city. This is a big event, and so it's perfect for this. They're going to get it. I don't know this, but I'm assuming Vegas will be in the NBA someday. You know, baseball's here, football's here, and everything else is here, right? So we need to come as well. I think it'd be great. I think it'll happen.
Yeah. Hickey, why are they talking like it may not happen? We all know it is. What are they talking like this for? They trying to speed it up? There's nothing going to speed it up when they figure out how they can split the money with the expansion pot. We'll have a team. What year are we in? 2024? We'll have a basketball team in Vegas, I'd say, earlier. No later than 2030. Max.
I would agree. How many do you think other cities do they expand to? Is it like a two-city expansion?
You have to do Seattle, right?
I would hope. Would think.
You can't. What is the split between East and West? Do we know? I don't know.
Well, that's another thing, yeah.
Do they have to do that? Is that even necessary? Is that fair?
Well, I guess you could do what baseball did, where they moved the Astros from the NL to the AL. Maybe, I don't know, Minnesota. Do you bump them to the Eastern Conference?
So there are 15 teams.
Move in New Orleans?
New Orleans could move to the East. That would make sense, yeah. By the way, did you see it? Apparently the New Orleans Pelicans are open to trading everybody on a roster. Ingram, Zion, and CJ McCollum. They only want to keep like two guys that nobody care about.
Feels like they're 2 years too late on that.
Well, they gave Zion that, what do you call it?
Non-guaranteed.
Non-guaranteed money in case he got fat. Yeah.
And guess what?
he got fat and hurt again. Now they want to move him. Who in their right mind? Now, I don't know. Is the training staff in New Orleans that bad where everybody gets hurt? Like, think about it. Even Jose Alvarado always hurt. Brandon Ingram every now and then always hurt. We know Zion is hurt because he's fat and out of shape. But it's like everybody on the Pelicans gets hurt. Who the hell is trading for Zion? Who's doing that?
Nobody in the right mind. That's for sure.
Like, I saw a message like the Lakers are going to trade for Zion. What?
Of course.
Should they?
Just is what that... LeBron needs.
Oh, my God. LeBron would retire, right? Zion would push LeBron to retirement. He's like, this fat young kid? Like, I bust my ass. Could you imagine? LeBron, if you're like, I'm almost 40. I got 0% body fat. Look at me and look at this fat kid. Are you serious? Him and Zion? And trading for Zion would send LeBron into an early retirement. Forget a farewell tour and I need to make a message. And you know we're going to get a big Instagram post. And does the Players Tribune, is that still a thing?
I feel like not anymore.
We get a message from LeBron, and then we get an announcement, and then we get the whole media day, and yeah, this is going to be my last year. Well, if he had Zion on his team with Anthony Davis, LeBron would be like, I'm packing this in.
He'd do the opposite of Michael Jordan. Two words, I'm done.
Yeah, like, I'm done. He'd go find a fax machine just to send it out to. Sitting around with Zion. Oh, my God. I feel bad for whatever sucker-ass team. Trades for Zion. It's Marco Belletti, would you trade for Zion Williamson?
No, but I want to see him with the Lakers because I think he should move in with LeBron and Bronny.
You think he'd lose weight and get in shape?
I don't know, but I could see LeBron every day yelling at him. Man, fat ass, put that burger down. I told you he can't. I would love to see it. Love to see it.
He is. Is he a bust? He's a bust, right? Zion is a bust?
I would say so. Honestly, I don't know how you can argue against it.
He was so hyped. Mm-hmm. Before he was even at Duke, he was so hyped. This is the next big thing, and he's built like a truck in his athleticism. Like, the guy was built like Fat Charles. I can't even say Fat Charles Barkley. That's not fair, because he's not. He's built unlike any basketball player I can remember. Who moved like he was Vince Carter.
See, that's the thing, because he was always big, but he could move and he could jump. I mean, you remember blocking three-pointers at Duke and, you know, not only busting out of his shoes, like, he was really athletic.
Yeah, and he's just so, he's not in shape.
And
granted, he hasn't been in shape.
They weren't really sure, like, oh, is he a tweener? But he's just so athletic and he's just so powerful. It doesn't really matter what position he is because he's not tall enough to be Shaq or whatever. But, you know, you got to be in shape. To be athletic, like, I'm sorry, you can't look like me. Like, it just doesn't work. And that's what Zion did. He's, like, eating himself out of the league.
Yes.
And it's sad. It's honestly sad.
They gave him the money. It doesn't matter how much more money he can make. Look, if Zion lived up to his potential and got you, and when he was playing and when he was healthy, when he was in shape, nobody could stop him going to the basket. Like, this guy would start at the top of the key and he'd be like a bowling ball. You can't stop him. It's over. And as a normal NBA player, Zion should be a dude getting you 25 to 30 a game, grabbing, I don't know, 5-6 rebounds. He should be able to generate about 5 assists, given the attention that he gets. And he should be an all-star. But he can't stay in shape. They gave him the money. Forget the max. So he could make 60 a year. If he was healthy enough. But I guess he's happy with what he's made so far, coming out of the Carolinas and the fame. And now, remember, he got the porno star pregnant. She was mad at him. And it's sad. Like, Greg Oden couldn't play because his knees sucked. Zion just can't play because he's sucking down food. That's terrible.
Minus, I think, the porn star, because I don't think that would fly. But I think he should move in with LeBron. I'm telling you, I think LeBron could get him on track. I think you found the answer. We found the solution.
I don't think LeBron wants to babysit a fat ass, okay?
But he could.
At 40?
He could, and Bronny can hang 40? With him, too. Bronny, stay with him. Make sure he doesn't eat nothing. I'm going to go hit the gym. And just do other stuff. And he's got, Bronny to be with him.
Bronny is trying to... Bronny's in the G League going back and forth. Okay.
Yeah, but he doesn't travel. So he can stay at home. He's got plenty of time.
When Bronny isn't practicing, he's probably playing Call of Duty. And we know one thing that fat ass doesn't need to be doing is sitting around playing Call of Duty.
But now Bronny's got something to do to justify that contract. We're taking 5 years. Get Zion in shape. Just follow him around. You don't actually have to do anything. Just be there.
Well, he plays. Hey, Bronny, he tells Zion, play on the treadmill. We can play Call of Duty, but you got to sit on a treadmill.
You know what? If they got Zion's fat ass into shape and he turned into the player that they thought he was going to be, Bronny's 1.3 points per game would be justified and that contract to get Zion back on track.
Not worth it for LeBron.
The formula.
LeBron was like, man, I got to take almost 2 weeks off. I ain't dealing with this crap. Now, he'd have to think about Zion. Zion is going to suffer out his contract in New Orleans. New Orleans is going to suffer with him. They're going to suffer together.
Just don't bring the porn star.
Was she banned off the internet? They banned her, right?
I don't know, but I think that would be banned in the James household. I think that's one step too far. Even I'm not going to go that way.
Yeah, LeBron has kids. He don't want that around his kids.
That's too much. It's too much.
Well, I think he doesn't deal with her anymore. I think she's mad at Zion. Anyway, good luck to Zion. What a sad story that's turned out to be. It's the JR Sportbrief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sportbrief.
I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now, thank you, Marco Belletti, for the update. Minnesota leading the Chicago Bears 10-0. Still no score in Las Vegas between the Atlanta Falcons and the Raiders. And Hickey, I hate to do this to you, but talking about some of these terrible teams playing tonight, the Raiders, the Bears, not as bad as some of them. Have you are you totally done on Anthony Richardson? You done on that guy? You finished?
No, I thought he played well. I thought he looked decent yesterday.
Oh,
strong start. A little inconsistent. I mean,
did he hit 50% of those passes? Was he 17 for 30 something? What did he do?
I don't think he did.
17 of 38, two interceptions. Oh my God,
not great.
How do you watch? See, I don't even watch the Jets. I just wait for the. Did they suck? And I go, good, great. I don't even want to watch them anymore.
How do I watch? I'm a sick man. That's how I watch.
Okay, Ryan Hickey is a masochist. That's fine. This team is bad, man. Oh, my God. And then you got Jonathan Taylor, the latest guy to just drop the ball on the way to the end zone before the ball crosses the plane. I don't get it. Here's Jonathan Taylor explaining what he did, and he said there's no explaining it. It's dumb.
JT, we haven't seen you do that before. I mean, were you consciously aware that you're dropping the ball, or how did that play out?
No, you're never consciously aware you're dropping the ball. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
It looked like you were trying to switch hands at that point.
No.
No, you were just... No. Just slipped out?
No, you just can't do it. It just can't happen.
Is it a lack of concentration thing? Just a subconscious kind of lack of concentration?
Yeah, well, you know, you go over those scenarios, but it just can't happen. No matter the game, no matter the scenario, you could be up by 50, down by 50, playoff game, first game of the season, that should never happen.
At least he's owning up to it, right? I mean, what is he going to – I like the way how they peppered him with questions, Hickey. Like, what's he supposed to answer to that? Like, I made a dumbass decision. What do you want me to say?
That would have been perfect as well.
Oh,
stupid.
God.
Just do the Forrest Gump. Run through the back of the end zone. Run through the tunnel. Run home. Don't drop the ball till you get home.
Yeah. Are we going to have... Nobody's going to do that tonight, right? Nobody doing it. One of the Raiders will do it.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, if there was a team to do it, them Raiders. Or the Bears, right?
Oh, my God. What would Antonio Pierce do if one of his players did that?
He may tackle him.
He can't punch his own players, can he? He's not allowed. He can, but he's not supposed to do that.
You know how you do it?
What?
Take him to the blue tent. Hey, we got to check you out. I think you hurt your knee in that play. Boom!
Man, the blue tennis.
Hold on to the ball.
The blue tent is supposed to help the athletes out. You want to use the blue tent to hurt people?
I'm not saying hurt people. I'm saying send a message to prevent stupidity from happening. That's all.
It hasn't happened yet, Hickey. But do you understand one day we're going to have an incident in the blue tent?
I would bet on that. Yeah, I think you're right.
One day.
Between two teammates.
No, I don't know. Maybe two teammates, a player gets mad at the doctor, somebody's gonna knock the blue tent over. It's just it hasn't happened yet. One day it's going to happen. It's the blue tent. Hey, good luck to the Colts. Let's just put it that way. Anthony Richardson looks like I don't know what you saw. I saw the highlights. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Oh my God. Or do I call them, if it's the Colts, do you call them highlights or lowlights?
Well, if you're showing the backwards pass, intercepted, definitely a lowlight. And there's not many highlights left to show.
And the coach said we practiced that? Is that what he said?
Practice it to perfection every time.
and it works. Okay.
Get into the game. That happens. Man.
It's terrible. This is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're taking a break. When we come back, we're going to update you on both games for Monday Night Football and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.